Elvis on Black Velvet, or maybe Jesus. What do you think, trash or treasure? Velvet paintings, which are sold cheap from vans at roadside stands across the country, are now achieving loftier status. There's a coffee table book, and there's a museum, the Velveteria, in Portland, Oregon. Harriet Baskis stepped inside for a look.
Karen Anderson and Carl Baldwin know what visitors expect when they pass through the pink velvet curtains.
People come in or they say, oh, velvet paintings, Elvis. That's just the first thing that comes to mind.
There's so much more to it. There's the nudes, but really the history of our culture is on velvet when you think about it with all the movie stars, the rock stars.
I'm touring and trying not to touch the 300 fuzzy velvet paintings here in the Velveteria. It's sort of a kitschy cultural crash course. You've got your Rambos, you've got your Bruce Lees, the rock band Kiss is here too, and so are luminescent unicorns, fluorescent matadors, and creepy big-eyed children. Carl Baldwin says, contrary to what you'd think, in the world of velvet, Elvis is not king.
Yeah, Jesus is the number one figure on velvet. We have a whole shrine over here with Jesus, Mary. We got black Jesus.
The shrine is a wall filled with about 50 classic religious images, a beatific Liberace, and other offbeat icons.
I saw Sammy Davis Jr. in this painting. Hence we have Sammy Davis Jesus.
We move quickly from shrine to skin. Curators Baldwin and Anderson say if Jesus is number one in velvet, number two is definitely naked velvet ladies copied straight from Playboy centerfolds.
Here's a naked woman standing by a glass table with her hand in a goldfish bowl, which I think is hilarious.
What happens is a man and a woman get together, and then the lady moves into the house and says that velvet painting has to go. So it goes out of the garage, and then they finally get married, and it has to go to the Goodwill. It's tragic to see this fine art being disposed of this way.
This is from Playboy's woman lying on her back. I don't know what she's doing, a riding crop or something.
A lot of visitors come in here and go, oh, I know her, and then we write down who they are.
There are plenty of other familiar, if somewhat fractured, faces here. Jack Kevorkian, E.T., Mr. T., and multiple Michael Jacksons. But for me, Elvis is irresistible.
And I just want to touch his hair.
Well, you could, if you want. You could touch his hair.
Okay, feel that, and then feel this.
See? You know, there's the velvet, and then there's the velveteen, and the velvet's plushier. But if people ask nicely, I'll let them touch something.
For a while, I'm the only visitor at the Velveteria. Then Ethan Welt stops by to poke around.
I'm faced in one direction. I'm probably looking at 60 pieces that strangely tie in. There's some Hawaiian. There's even a boxer dog in the corner down here. A lot of unicorns. Is that Billy Preston?
No, it's a guy named Mitch who's a friend of his got a velvet painting made for him in, in 78 in the Philippines, and then he donated it to us.
Wow.
The Velveteria's new book, Black Velvet Masterpieces, has 275 pictures and a soft, touchable, velvety cover. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskis.